Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Have you ever wondered what celebrities order when they pull up at the Macca's drive-thru?
We know what Snoop Dogg orders. It's like a million chicken nuggets or whatever. I've heard him talking about it in a few interviews. He's all about the chicken. Everyone else, no idea.
Well, even celebrities don't mind the occasional fast food treat at Macca's. And so Macca's, from next Thursday, is launching their new Famous Orders campaign. Okay. And the first, so basically this is like taking the Macca's orders of celebrities and offering them to the public. It's basically, so if you've wondered what they eat, now you can find out. The first celebrity featuring in the Famous Orders campaign is our very own Kid Leroy. Yeah, the Aussie rapper, his order is a frozen Coke, 6 chicken McNuggets, a cheeseburger, but he says, I'm definitely not about the pickle. So the cheeseburger comes with no pickles.
Does he get a toy with that? It sounds like a kid's meal.
It does sound like a Happy Meal a little bit, doesn't it? So this started out in 2020 overseas, and other artists such as Travis Scott. Like, there was a shortage of quarter pounders in the US when there was the Travis Scott meal. BTS, the big Korean pop group, they had their own order. As you mentioned, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop, yeah.
His just came with 3 cones. That was it. So, yeah, you'll be able to find out what the celebrities eat. Like, maybe they'll come to us. Maybe Macca's, will reach out.
Yeah.
When we pull up at the big drive-through, what would people get if they asked for the Hutsy? Like the Hutsy's famous
order. It'd be called the Clogger. That's what it'd be called. Usually when I try and stay away from all fast foods for a little bit because I'm trying to eat sort of healthy. But if I do manage to go through a Macca's drive-thru, you'd probably most likely see a large double quarter pounder meal and maybe an extra cheeseburger.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a hungry boy.
That surprises me because I remember being in a car with you a couple of years back after we'd been out and about, and you ordered like 6 hamburgers.
Oh yeah, I would order if they had the dollar hamburgers. Yeah, I'd just smash that. No doubt about that. I'm all about savings there.
It was the weirdest order. You're just offering everyone burgers. Anyone else want a $1 hamburger?
Starting a business.
But obviously very unique Macca's order, and there's a few other Aussies lined up behind the Kid Leroy.
Okay.
Whose Macca's orders are going to feature in the Famous Orders campaign? Keith Urban.
Okay.
Just get small fries with that.
Aww. That's it. Try me another one and I'll try and guess.
Nadia Bartel.
Oh, I reckon she'd be all about the large McChicken meal.
No, Nadia Bartel, her order is just Coke. What about Australian golfing legend, Greg Norman?
Oh, Greg Norman, this shark, it's got to be a fillet of fish.
Nah, it's a Big Mac and it comes with extra pickle because it's Greg Norman. Apparently, even our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has his very own McDonald's order. Not sure what's in it, but based on his visit to the Engadine Macca's, it comes with a quarter pounder and a roll of toilet paper.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Multnomah has come so close to winning a huge award when it comes to the finalists of the New South Wales Top Tourism Towns of 2022. And the New South Wales Tourism Industry Council Executive Manager, Greg Binskin, is here to chat all about these awards. Greg, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brad. Morning, Hussey.
So, Narooma comes so close to winning a major award. What was the award that we won in our category?
Look, we had 3 awards. There was a tiny tourism town, then there was a small tourism town, and then top tourism town. Narooma fits in that small tourism town, population between 1,500 and 5,000. And unfortunately, they were really highly commended, but that other south coast town, Berry, just pipped you.
Can we demand a recount, Greg?
Yeah. Look, it was great. I mean, look, there was an excellent application, a nice video, excellent itinerary. And then the voting came out. So next year you might have to turn the volume up.
Yeah, I think so. Hopefully it wasn't just that donut van in Berry that got him over the line.
Well, I could have just sneaked them over. You've got that beautiful Australia rock down there.
Yeah.
All those lovely oysters.
Yep.
Well, I don't know. I think I might love an oyster more than a donut.
Maybe we need to run a smear campaign against Berry. Like, I've been inspired by the recent electoral ads, so maybe we need to just run a campaign where it's like, come to Berry and get fat. The donuts are the only thing that lure people to Berry. We've got so much more in Narooma and all the other towns here on the far south coast.
I certainly have. Look, there's lots of things, lots of adventure, lots of nature, and that's what people are looking for. So in the future, I'm sure Narooma and other towns down the coast that have going to put their hand up to try and become one of these New South Wales top tourism towns.
Yeah, I think maybe in future we build like a wider berth for the Berry Bypass just to make sure it's well and truly going past Berry. But yeah, it's still very good to get highly commended there. That's pretty good.
Oh, certainly is. Look, these awards acknowledge the enormous work being done by regional towns to attract visitors, the partnerships, the collaboration, but more importantly, the deep supply chain of the goods and services, you know, that provides, you know, social and economic benefits to these communities. It creates jobs. It creates people wanting to move to the area. And then, you know, what happens is you get more people, potentially you get more votes. You know, working with the local chambers, tourist association councils, all those sort of things. It was a nice way to actually celebrate what's been a pretty tough couple of years.
So what sort of award does Naruma get? Like, what are we putting in the pool room?
A ribbon?
No, you get a nice little trophy there.
Oh, beautiful.
We were up in Orange when it happened yesterday, but they've collected it and they're on its way home. So you should be able to catch up and see it soon.
So what can we do to improve our entry into next year's Top Tourism Towns Awards? Like, do we need a Hemsworth, Greg?
Yeah, what's
the
criteria?
Probably not going to get a Chris or a Liam, but if we got a Luke, a Luke Hemsworth to move to Naruma, would that boost our chances of claiming top spot in next year's awards?
Look, mate, it's a very competitive environment. Don't want to be giving everyone secrets, but you sound like you're on the right path.
All right.
You're going to actually get out there, build some momentum.
Yes.
Get people behind it and knock off Berry. There you go.
Yeah, so 12,000 people voted on this one. When it comes to the judges, what kind of criteria are you guys looking for?
We go through it all. It's so competitive. New South Wales has got so many great products, not just on the coast, but inland as well. So the judges have to sit there and go through it all. Then they allocate scores and then they work out where will be the finalists, and then we put it out into the voting system where the public can get online and stuff.
All right, I think we need to train some more seals to wave when people come into the town next time. A few more seals, some whales to, you know, flip around when all of a sudden we get tourists in. I think we can work this out in the future.
Mm. Oh, mate, look, you've got some great natural environment down there. So, yeah, I'm sure you'll be back and hopefully with that gold.
Awesome, Greg. All right, well, thanks for chatting with us. And what's your address? We'll send a check to you for next year.
All right, you guys have a great day down there. It's a beautiful spot in the world.
Power FM's Brad and Hudsy.
These kids, this day and age, they're getting too tech-savvy for their own good. I'm starting like to sound like an old man rant. But back when I was a kid, like, tech-savvy to me was using the Etch-A-Sketch without stuffing it up. I was like, look at me go, Ma. I'm tech-savvy. But kids this day and age, though, man, I tell you what, they pick up your phone and they can just do so many things. My nephew, a few years back now, managed to, like, run up a bill with all these subscription website things where it's basically like ringtones and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Managed to run up a bill of like $400.
Yeah, well, I mean,
the phone is like,
kids are being handed smartphones when they're in their nappies. Like, we got friends, they've got a 3-year-old girl and she knows how to like skip ads on YouTube and like, you know, pinch and zoom and all that sort of stuff. So,
does she know how to order things online yet, though?
Well, let's hope not. That's pretty easy to do.
Let me introduce you to this kid named Barrett from Texas, a 2-year-old. Grabbed his mum's phone. Decided to order something on DoorDash. Was a little bit hungry.
So what's DoorDash?
DoorDash is like one of those food delivery services.
Yeah, like Uber Eats, that type of thing.
Yeah, you order it, they bring it to you.
Mm-hmm.
A 2-year-old. What would a 2-year-old possibly be interested in ordering for food? Well,
Happy Meal, of course.
Yeah, there's only one thing on this kid's mind.
A 2-year-old hijacked his mum's phone and ordered 31 cheeseburgers on DoorDash without her knowing until she got a knock at the door. Barrett's eyes were bigger than his stomach, only eating half of one of the cheeseburgers.
Oh, no.
And shared the rest with his neighbours.
Just dumped him over the fence for the evidence. You guys get rid of it.
Yeah.
I would imagine that his mum, Kelsey, from now on will be having passwords on all of the phones and devices in the house. I just imagine all of a sudden, like, she's just like, you know, leaving him to his own devices, and she's wondering why he just keeps looking out the curtains out the window. He's like, what are you waiting for? What is it? All of a sudden, person turns up and it's like, I don't remember ordering 30-odd cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
That's definitely not something I would do.
Barrett's like, I don't know why the Hamburglar is always trying to steal Ronald's burgers. This is so easy to get your own. You just press a button. They deliver them to you for free.
That's the thing. It is just so easy, isn't it? A 2-year-old child could do this. How much did it all cost? A little bit.
The total order came to $130. The cheeky boy even included a $22 tip.
Trying to grease the palm of the driver, like, that's you will get special instructions. Tell no one. Use the back entrance to the home.
That's cool.
As far as we know, the driver got paid. And, well, as you heard, he only ate half of one of his burgers as well. But I just imagine the conversation that took place after it. Like, obviously, his mum was just like, that's it, Barrett. No more DoorDash for you for the future. Banned. Never again. And he's like, so no more DoorDash, eh? I've got a plan B.
Did somebody say menu love?
Me, your delivery like a G.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.